Getting your driver's license is an incredible rite of passage. Sure, you gain your independence, but it's the quality bonding time with the parent teaching you that really makes it memorable.
Gain your speed.
I am.
Your hands are 10 and 2. 10 and 2,
stop
right?
Stop yelling. You're messing me up.
I'm just trying to prepare you. Just because I'm blind doesn't mean I don't know the dangers of the road. Squirrel! Darn squirrel! No. Never brake for a rodent. Let Darwin handle that. You could get rear-ended. Let's go. Check your mirrors. Be in the car!
Stop it! Stop! I have to nail this test tomorrow. I have to get my license.
I know, sweetie. I just... You know, you're my little girl. I'm not sure I'm ready for you to be this grown up quite yet.
Dad, we agreed neither of us were going to cry during these lessons anymore.
I know. I'm gonna say I have no control over my eyes. Come on, let's go. This is a big moment for you, I know, but hey, it's also kind of a big moment for me.
I know, and I really appreciate
it. First strike!
He throws coffee onto the windshield. Family photos capture Mel kissing a newborn Henry, Katie in a birthday hat, Joyce at the beach with the kids, and more. Growing Up Fisher, created by DJ Nash. Video description by Caption Max.
I make you wish you were here tonight.
While Katie was studying the rules of the road at the DMV, Mom was discovering that when you go back to grad school, the road can be treacherous.
I mean, I love the class. I love walking across the quad. I love saying quad. And it's not that I'm not totally fitting in, but I feel like on some level I might not be fitting in. They're so young and clicky, and nothing pops on them when they sit down. And I want to connect with them, you know, but I just feel like I need an in.
Mom. I'm experiencing road rage, and I'm not even on the road yet.
Sorry. Do your thing.
Thank you. I just need to focus.
Quick, you're at a four-way stop. Who has the right of way?
Dad, after you get your license, we should find a parking lot and do donuts.
Henry and Runyan mime steering wheels.
As thrilled as I am with this turnout, I'm gonna go sit with the guy with the shoulder lizard.
Oh, yes, honey, let's.
Katie glares.
Oh.
Joyce sits down.
Here you go, boy. Here you go.
Why am I hearing knee-level smacking, Runyan? Are you feeding Elvis people food?
Is that a problem?
Wait, have you fed him before?
Yeah.
In a flashback, Runyan feeds him peanut butter.
It's like you're talking.
He's a service dog. His attention needs to be on me, not on whatever it is you're slurping over there.
It's boba. Boba.
Mel's face is blank.
Boba?
Yeah, I hear you keep saying that word. I have no idea what it means.
You should try it. The Taiwanese invented it, but my people perfected it.
Oh, Runyan!
I'm sorry, he grabbed them right out of my bag!
851, window 12.
Elvis, that's us. Let's go.
Straight ahead, Dad.
Thanks, buddy.
Mel baby's getting his license? There's nothing that man can't do.
No, he wants to be in the car when Katie takes her test.
Ooh, Daddy's having trouble letting go. He's good people. So am I. Shabooey!
He hands Henry a sheet of paper.
Jenny's schedule?
And you don't have to hang out in your hallway hoping to run into her.
Lately, I feel like I've been pretty smooth.
He hides by the elevator and jumps out.
Hey, Jenny! Hold on!
This can work, too. Now I can accidentally run into her out in the world. Dude.
Sir, only the person administering the test can be in the car.
It's not like I'm going to help her cheat. In case you're blind, I'm blind.
I can't help you, sir.
Can't or won't. Because if you
what
can't,
is with
you
him? Need to find somebody who to can. Be fair, he can't see, so he can't pick up on social cues like you and me.
Later at home.
Say licensed driver! Freedom!
Get mine. Unbelievable. The Guide Dog Foundation says they need to take Elvis for 2 days so they can retrain him not to eat people food.
What do they do? Give you a rental? Like a smaller, cheaper dog?
You know the first thing I'm gonna do now that I have my license?
Spend some time with your dear old dad?
No, I'm actually gonna take the car to play practice.
Oh, and then that cute stage manager can see you drive up. What's his name? Aiden? Braden? No, something with an A.
Connor.
Right.
Yeah, and maybe now that I'm driving an 04 wagon, I can get him to notice me.
You just be who you are. He'll notice you. Though you might wanna go slap on some of that new lip gloss you just got.
Oh, yeah.
Katie leaves.
It might be in my purse.
What's funny?
It's Katie. Just yesterday, she was spitting up mashed peas, and now she's hopping in the car and driving away. Adios, bye-bye.
Like Dad needed another reminder that he was losing his little girl.
All right, I'll see you guys whenever.
Hey, Hey, you know what? Who am I to say no to the Guide Dog Foundation? If they say Elvis needs 2 days of retraining, then it is what it is. I guess I'll just need to find a... Katie, you got your license just in time. You can help me get around.
Why? Because the dog ate a couple of potato chips?
Maybe you're right. I guess probably I just overreacted. Whoa, did you see that? He just snatched it right out of my hand. That's it. It's official. Guide Dog Foundation, first stop, right? Shotgun.
Mel beams as Katie gives Joyce a pleading look.
Slow down. You want to lose your license the same day you got it?
I still have to drop you off and I'm already late for rehearsal.
Hey, here's an idea. Why don't I just go with you?
No, thanks.
Come on. Remember when you were in elementary school? I used to go to class with you all the time. I knew all your teachers and all your little projects.
You'll sit in the back? The back?
You won't even know I'm there.
A young guy in an SUV pulls up next to Mel and Katie at a stoplight.
Hey, pal, just because you like that music does not mean the entire city does. Yeah, we get it. You have a radio with a subwoofer.
Okay, you lost window privileges.
So nice. Your dad has a cute little coffee shop next to his apartment. He's so lucky.
Yeah, I mean, he's blind, but yeah, okay, lucky.
Sometimes Johnny meets her math tutor here.
He reads.
In about 20 minutes.
You know what, Button? I'm feeling actually a little over-caffeinated. My heart is beating really fast. I feel my chest.
Mom!
He pulls his hand away, then follows her gaze to a group of young people.
Do you know those people?
Yeah, they were in my child's psych class. Probably just having a study group without me.
So I guess all the painful crap you deal with when you're 12 years old never goes away.
At an amphitheater.
Meanwhile, Dad was getting closer to his daughter. Closer. And closer. And closer.
Now Mel applauds from the front row.
Bravo!
Okay, same time tomorrow.
Katie slings her bag over her shoulder and heads off stage to Mel.
I thought we agreed on the back row.
Well, your performance was so magnetic, it just pulled me to the stage.
Hey, Katie. What are you doing right now?
Nothing. Hi, Connor. Hi, what's up?
Katie, is this the boy?
Dante needs to do whisker fitting for you down home ec.
Oh, with Dante.
One sec. Hey. Oh, yeah, I'll meet you at the Boba place. Boba Fett. It's across from the library.
Connor heads off, and Katie hurries to Mel.
Okay, so I gotta go get fitted for some whiskers, take you home, and then I'm going to get some boba.
Boba? I've been meaning to try boba. Runyon just goes on and on about it. He even put it on my speed dial. Kid's relentless. Shall we?
Okay, boba it is.
At the cafe, Joyce gazes longingly at the study group.
Look, Mom, I totally get what's going on here. You're scared to talk to the cool kids,
Henry,
and I think
I'm
you
not
should...
scared. It's more complicated. What were you saying about the cool kids?
Just go over there and talk to them. Come on, I'll walk over there with you. If it starts to go south, I'll fake a stomachache.
Okay.
At a boba shop, Katie eyes Connor at another table.
So this is fun. Sitting in a cool new place, listening to cool new music, waiting for what seems like forever for our cool new drinks. I'm having fun.
There you go.
Did they just get served? We ordered before they did.
We've been sitting two seats away from Connor for 10 minutes. He's clearly not interested in me. I'm just another member of the cast.
I'm sure that's not true.
Hey, Rumpelteazer.
You may have a point. Katie, I think you need to take a page out of your dear old dad's book. You can't always just sit and hope. Sometimes you gotta make something happen.
Who are you calling?
At the counter, the cashier answers.
Boba Fett.
Yes, I'd like a delivery, please.
What's your address?
The second sticky table directly in front of you.
At the cafe, Henry pushes Joyce over to the table of students.
Oh, hey! Howdy-do!
That howdy-do put a hole in the boat, and what she said next sank it.
You guys studying? Like buddies? Are you study buddies?
Says the fuddy-duddy to the study buddies.
Hey.
Jenny.
Ooh, right on schedule.
Hey, Mom, why don't I go order us some more drinks?
Wait, we're in child psych and you never mentioned you have a child?
I guess I was just waiting for show and tell.
It's like a case study right under our nose. Sit down, right now.
Okay.
No, both of you.
Henry glances to Jenny.
Mom or girl? Mom or girl?
He sits.
I know.
Mel waves.
Look for it. Here we are. Over here, hello.
Hi.
Yes. Would you please bring us the order that we placed back when I had hair? Thank you.
Hey, Connor. Are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm gonna go work at home. Less distractions.
Wait, I can drive you. I have a car and a license to drive the car.
Oh, that would be sweet. I'll get my bike.
Okay. Okay, Dad, here's the deal. I'm giving Connor a ride home. Now, if we've learned anything from today, and I'm not sure you have, it's that you tend to rub people the wrong way. So please, try your best to rub Connor the right way. I mean, just do not talk to him. Can you do that?
Sweetie, I...
Dad?
Can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess your textbook is fine, but it really just reinforces what I get from watching this handful every day.
Like, how?
Okay, well, you know how we're studying about how parents often resort to shame or guilt to correct abnormal behavior? Well, Henry put me to the test every day. Like,
Peppy.
Oh, yeah! Like when he dated our cat, Peppy.
Well, I wouldn't say dated. I mean, we went out a few times.
In the car, Mel sits behind Connor and Katie.
Yeah, so I don't even know if I'm going to go to college. I feel like you can get just as good an education out in the world. I'll probably go backpacking through South America. I've got to get out of this country.
Dad surprised Katie by proving that sometimes, in a pinch, he could be the father she needed him to be.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
We've been in an accident. Remain calm. No one exit the vehicle.
But mostly he was just the Mel Fisher she always knew.
He gets out and turns to the other driver.
Hey, sorry about that.
What are you, texting and driving?
No.
Were you drunk? I might need to smell your breath, pal.
I had a panini with horseradish.
That checks out. License and registration.
Dad, let it go. There's not even a scratch.
You don't know. There could be frame damage. And I told you to stay in the car. Connor, we might need to get a statement from you. You're a witness.
I think I'm just going to head home.
Home? Why?
Okay, horseradish. I'm going to need you to read me your driver's license. Ready? Proceed.
D.
Delta.
Nine.
Niner.
Seven.
Seven.
Five.
Six.
Six.
Nine.
Niner.
Connor bikes away.
So we all good here? Don't need to do any chalk outlines of our bodies, dust for prints? No? Okay, fantastic meeting you.
The driver heads off.
See, with an attitude like that, it's no accident he got into an accident.
Ugh.
So, your friend had to leave?
What was that?
Yeah, sorry that took so long, sweetie. But when you're involved in an accident, there's a procedure.
I'm not talking about the accident, Dad. It's everything. It's like when anything unjust happens, you have to make it right in the loudest, most embarrassing way possible. And you don't think about who it affects. Well, you know what, Dad? It affects me.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm not trying to embarrass you.
Wait, why do you have to do that?
She gets back in the car, and Mel heads to the passenger seat.
You want to know why I do it?
I'm praying it's not genetic.
Summer after eighth grade, I signed up for the rowing team at camp. And the coach, Mr. Locke, pulls me aside after the first practice. And he says, Fisher, I can't have some blind kid banging into people's oars, messing up my team's rhythm. Technically, I can't kick you off the team, but I strongly advise you to quit. So I quit. And I've regretted it ever since then. And I promised myself I would never back down like that again. And I'm sorry if that embarrasses you sometimes.
Wow. It's not fair some obnoxious dude upset your teenage years. But that was 40 years ago. And now you're the obnoxious dude upsetting my teenage years.
Huh. That's really not the response I was going for there.
At home.
What about this? 3:15, Jenny has a piano lesson. At Mrs. Simon's house, how do I casually run into her there? You don't. You take the 2:30 bus that she takes to her piano lesson, and you sit next to her for 45 minutes.
Oh, that's good. But wait, where do I say I'm going?
Who cares? Just get on the bus and close the deal, okay?
Henry!
The group of students.
What's going on?
I'm hosting buddy study. Oh, sorry, I forgot we're not saying that. Since I'm the only one that doesn't live with my parents, because I am one, we're doing it here.
Oh, great.
Hey, why don't you join us?
Henry's face falls and Joyce points.
Join us.
Henry checks his watch, then joins them.
And you wonder why you can only date a cat.
Since we all had such a blast yesterday talking about what makes Henry here tick, I thought we could dig a little deeper. And this time, I have visual aids.
Okay, I should probably go. I'm kind of on a schedule.
That's great. You guys, here, check this out.
Mom.
Let me tell it. So there's a girl in my ex-husband's building, Jenny, that Henry is head over heels for, to the point that he is now an adorable little stalker.
I understand Mom was desperate, but that was going too far. Talking about my embarrassing past was one thing, but my embarrassing present, that was over the line.
Stop! I was the one who helped you start talking to these stupid people. And this is how you pay me back? You want to know this child's psychology? He has mommy issues. Talk about that.
The students grab notebooks.
That's not really noteworthy. No, stop writing. Stop that. Stop writing. Stop writing. That's not. Okay, that's my pen.
She snatches it back.
5 minutes to curtain, everyone.
Backstage.
What? Rumtum Tugger threw up. He's not on until the fifth number. See if Gene has a tied stick.
In the audience, Joyce and Mel take their seats next to the boys. Runyan focuses a long camera lens.
Quite a serious lens you got there, Runyan.
I'm about to see Katie and Leo. I love the theater.
Henry, got you candy.
Oh, thanks.
Joyce frowns and turns to Mel.
How many ways do I have to say I'm sorry?
When I figure that out with Katie, I'll let you know.
Henry straightens as he spots Jenny entering the theater.
Jenny, what is she doing here? Yeah, she was supposed to see a movie tonight with Stephanie Arliss. She's gone rogue. It's the universe trying to bring us together. Well, and then laughing in my face because we can't sit together.
Joyce eyes the man next to Henry.
Sir, excuse me. I hate to be this person, but would you mind just scooting over to that seat next to you?
Oh, I'm actually here with my wife. Our daughter is magical.
Let's be very proud.
Much as Mom hated being that person, she was really good at being that person.
Hi, cute kid. Would you mind putting her on your lap so we can have that seat?
And to make it up to me, she didn't care who she pissed off. Even a baby.
Great. Okay, now I hate to be this person, but now do you mind switching seats?
Henry, what's going on?
I don't know. Mom's playing Tetris with the audience.
I have no idea what that means.
Folks, good news. I got you better seats down there.
And before I knew it, Mom had done this.
Why doesn't the kid sit in the...
He spots the empty seat next to him.
Oh.
After all my maneuvering to get close to Jenny, it was Mom who had the moves to make it happen.
Jenny! There's a seat over here.
Jenny slides in and sits beside him.
Hey. Hi, I'm Joyce.
Hi.
I'm his mom. You're even cuter than he said.
Mom!
The lights go down and the director takes a seat in the front. Katie and others slink on stage and dance in cat costumes. Another costumed actor crawls down the aisle and paws at members of the audience. Mel and the others smile as they watch Katie dance on stage. The actor in the aisle paws at Mel.
Elvis, easy, buddy. Elvis, easy. It's okay.
The director marches over.
What are you doing? Get that dog out of here.
He's a guide dog.
I don't care. Get out. You're wrecking my show. You're wrecking my whole show.
Audience members turn to Mel. On stage, Katie freezes.
Get out.
Mel clenches his jaw, then stands.
Elvis, find the door.
He's not going anywhere. That is my dad, and that's his guide dog. And he has as much right to be here as anybody else. Per Civil Code 54 point... Whatever, look it up. Nobody's going to tell him where he can and can't go. He's staying, and that dog is staying. And unless you want to see my real claws come out, you'll back the f*** off and sit the f*** down and let us put on this show that we've been rehearsing for 3 months in really hot and itchy costumes.
The director hurries back to his seat. Katie looks around sheepishly as Mel smiles at her and sits.
And on with the show. Come on, Kip. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Katie hurries back to her position. In the audience, Joyce slaps Runyan's camera down. After the show, Henry chats with Jenny. Mel and Joyce smile proudly at Katie.
Thanks for sticking up for your old man. It was awesome. I don't know if I could have made a more embarrassing public display if I tried.
Hey, I learned from the best.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Mel furrows his brow. Then Connor passes by.
Connor, Megan's having some people over tonight for a little cast party, and I think we should go. Together, you and me.
Wow. Okay.
Great. I'm driving. And my dad will not be joining us.
They head off.
Well, if tonight proves anything, you are not losing your little girl. You are gaining a strong, self-reliant young woman.
Who is not afraid to stand up for herself.
Exactly. A little Mel.
I heard that.
Shall we? Wait, she's taking the car, right?
Yep. Got no way home.